The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. We begin with our impact segment, 20-plus minutes of uninterrupted dialogue and discussion. For those of you that are somewhat regular listeners, you know I have kind of this sixth sense about timing. And Wilbert, my engineer and my right-hand guy, he may contest it because he's the one that plays bumper and sometimes I'm in the studio or not. But I was just down the hall talking to David James and thinking, okay, it's winding down. I walk in, and in the studio is my boss, the general manager of KKLA, sitting opposite me in the guest chair. And he said, "You're on." And I hear the music running, and my first thought was, I think I had 15 seconds in my head. So anyway, that's a lot of information that is not really relevant other than I just got a little adrenaline jolt. Last thing I thought I'd see walking in the studio last minute would be my boss sitting in the chair. Huh. Welcome to the program. Here we are. Monday afternoon. Many of you listening, state of California, California residents, larger picture, United States citizens, most of us. Then a pull back a little higher, residents of planet Earth, ultimately followers of Christ, many of us. And how do we live our lives? How are we to navigate through this day? How have we navigated through this day? And then there's these major challenges. One, in my view, that's been unprecedented, at least in my life, that we have lived through over the last 11 months is what we're being told is a virus, COVID-19, coronavirus. I absolutely believe there's such a virus, and for some, it's tragically deadly. And I also think that we've gotten used to some things that I think are maybe, in my estimation, a bit concerning that we've gotten used to a lifestyle and the way we live. Well, what do you mean, Frank? Even in the way in which we think and observe and communicate to each other, we're watching something, a phenomenon known as cancel culture, that is alive. It's happening where the shutdown of disagreements or debates or other types of thought just absolutely shut down. No interest in having a discussion about our differences. I mean, we supposedly live in America. You've heard it. You've probably said it. We've never been more divided in our country. And then we look at the recent elections, and politically, there's tens of millions on this side, tens of millions on the other side, and we're just so divided. What about the body of Christ? If we're united ultimately in Jesus, you would think we don't have those divides, but we do. And one of the primary vehicles of that division is under the auspices of racism, right? The race discussion. And even as I say that, there are some of you need clarification. Well, what exactly does that mean? What are you, do you not believe racism exists? Do you not believe COVID-19 exists? Of course I do on both. I learned a long time ago studying speech. When you use the B word, but, it tends to invalidate a lot of what you've stated versus something like and. We are wearing masks now without thinking twice. We have given up seeing each other's expressions, smiles, even a normal conversation. You go to the grocery store now, and most of us are terrified of each other, where if you're on the same aisle, you may think about flipping a 180 and going down the next aisle because, oh my gosh, we got a social distance. And again, please hear my words. Lord, speak through me. Your truth, your clarity that is like none other. Your truth is like living water that will be satiated forever. Please just use me to communicate whatever it is you want to communicate to the listeners, Father. I do pray this in Jesus' name. This is important stuff. We as Christians, may not be you, may not be most of you. I may say something you're like, well, not me. I'm not talking about you. But the generalized we as Christians, we're more afraid of the virus than we are of God. There's no fear of God anymore. You know, I did a story last Friday on pornography. The emails I got were heartbreaking. I had no idea. Not only in my mind the stereotypical, well, guys struggle with this and younger people. You have no idea how many people that sent me, elderly, their marriages, they're dealing with this. It's everywhere. The demonic is absolutely doing its thing now. And yet maybe this is an opportunity for us to re-remember who Jesus is. What truth is with a capital T, not some relative truth spouted out by, well, some top medical advisor. Right? Fauci was on the news again over the weekend. We might possibly need to wear masks into 2022. You've got to flip and be kidding me. We're not even started 2021 and they're laying the foundation for more of this. And again, for those of you that are all hung up on masks, if they're the end all, and I'm just preaching irresponsibility, let me share this with you. We have had pandemics before. The Hong Kong flu in the late 60s killed globally 3 to 5 million people. We did nothing different as a society, as a world. You may say, well, that's because we were uninformed and we were ignorant, and that was 50 years ago, and we've learned a lot in 50 years. Okay, that's a fair conversation to have. Spanish pandemic 1918. We've been through this as a humanity before. And yet now, for the first time ever, we're quarantining willingly healthy people. Lockdowns. We've given things up. Afraid to even high-five somebody, let alone hug somebody. We're not made that way. We are social creatures, and yet we're told to socially distance. Don't you dare get within 6 feet of someone. You're outside enjoying a beautiful Southern California afternoon. And the powers that be in your city or county said you have to wear your mask outside. It was just what, early December, our governor, when they issued the edicts for LA County, all of the things you're not allowed to do, you are not even allowed. You're not even allowed to walk outside. I'm not making this up. That was part of the edict. And we go, okay, yeah, we got to stay safe, wear your mask, protect the elderly. And it's just like Satan. He will mix deception in with a modicum of truth. Because there is truth in some of this. I'm not saying it's all or nothing, but that's what's going on. This is spiritual warfare like I've never seen. This is unprecedented what we've dealt with for 11 months. And if you think, and again, I'm not here to doom and gloom. I'm not here to scare you. I'm here to exalt Jesus as the King and Lord of our lives. And the only answer in this life is Him. But if you think this is going away, Humanity historically has always had small groups of people that attempt to monopolize and have power over the masses. This is no different. This is sin. This is the fallen world we live in. You have people like Fauci spouting off, well, maybe masks in 2022. Oh, please. What about restraint? What about true guidance? Like, not even getting, just, this is serious. This is what we're doing now. What is the need to prognosticate 18 months or 2 years from now? I'll tell you why. It's intentional. It's, again, beating that drum. Submit. We're being groomed. And we're going along with it. Here's what the next scenario is going to be. And again, I hope I am wrong. We're going to be hearing springtime, the new administration, all of a sudden, you know, doing these, we're vaccinating and it's under control. And all of a sudden, COVID's going to take a backseat to more conversations. And we're going to be hearing about climate change again. And if you don't think they're talking, in my view, about lockdowns for climate change, I don't know what to tell you. Frank, what an irresponsible thing to say. No, it's not. I think sometimes we have to be able to see down the road. We have to take some level of courage to talk about responsibility and what is to come. But what are we doing now? Are we living moment by moment as Christians, dependent on the state and what they tell us and how we are to live? We are more afraid of the virus than we are of God. It's not a way to live. We've compromised so much. So my plea is, what do we do now? You know, when you look at corporations running down small and medium-sized businesses out of business, What a perfect storm for an excuse. And we go along with it. I'm not even going to get into the new Biden regime. I'm not going to go there. But if you don't see the telltale signs of policies being enacted, maybe we'll do that on another program. So in the few moments we have on Impact, let me share the good news, if you will. Because there's only good news in Christ. God's not missing any of this. But if you are saved by the cross of Christ, keep your eyes on him, not to some man that will lead you a certain way. I want to be careful here, but this is important. I've had all weekend to pray about this. We have to be willing to take men off our pedestals of idolization. Whether it's Anthony Fauci, whether it's Ravi Zacharias, oh boy, what does that mean, Frank? I'll elaborate on that in a few moments. But first and foremost, we're supposed to be different than the rest of the world. We're supposed to stand out. We count the cost of what it means to follow Jesus. You know, the Bible has these commandments, and Bible has these examples. You know, call it all joy. We're going to be persecuted. It's like maybe God is shaking us up right now to go, look, this isn't just some belief system I'd like you to kind of mildly consider, right? Call it all joy. So what we do, we just kind of, we memorize a few scriptures. We put a smiley face on. I just call it all joy. How are you? I'm great. I'm blessed. More than I deserve. God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. And again, hear me. What I'm saying is we have to be willing to be honest about where we're at. Suicides are happening. Our kids are breaking down. There's so much more going on than just, oh, yeah, we have to all be vaccinated and the coronavirus, hopefully, oh, what are they saying today in the news? What is the latest? No. Shut the news off and open your Bibles. This didn't catch God by surprise. And if you think there isn't a little bit of manipulation going on here, well, then I would say you haven't learned anything from humanity historically, or the Bible says our hearts are depraved. There will always be individuals, entities, groups of people that try to monopolize and take all the power from the masses. And if we're Christians, if we're followers of Jesus, you would know that. So that doesn't mean always submissive. That doesn't mean, oh, we're just trusting God, God's will. He's in control. I'm going to do whatever they tell me to do. No. Just look to the example of Jesus in his time or the apostles, how they were arrested and in prison. Don't you dare preach that gospel or else. What did they do when they got released? They preached the gospel. Are we preaching the gospel by the way we live our lives right now? Are we standing up for our churches and our pastors who may be in a position where they're closed? An archbishop of all people wrote a letter to the former president who many people just despise. I had a conversation with a friend that I hold in high regard, who ideologically is in a different camp than I am. And I had shared, and this person freely admitted they hated the previous president. And I mentioned this letter by Archbishop Vigano, and this person just winced, oh, him. Like somehow he is one of Satan's minions. And if you don't know about Archbishop Vigano, I'll read a little bit about what he wrote, which I think is the absolute answer. But let me get back to Ravi Zacharias for just a moment, because I said something not fair to finish that one. Over the weekend, I watched the video of Sean and Josh McDowell for 1 hour, actually 58 minutes if you're into specifics, all about what happened with Ravi Zacharias. And Sean interviews his dad, Josh, and Josh McDowell has some very powerful insights. Be responsible. Don't meet with people alone. You know, all the basic tenets of ministry to be smart. Josh told some stories, mind-boggling. But he did say this above all, and this is why I want to share with you. For all of those that may have gotten saved through RZIM or directly through Avi, and you're reeling, well, I don't know about my faith now. I mean, what did this man do? And was he a charlatan? Was he a liar? And this is what Josh McDowell said. You weren't saved by Ravi Zacharias. You were saved by Jesus Christ. And I'm like, wow. That doesn't mean we can't spend a season reaching out to those that have been victimized and love on them and encourage help. And if that's you, absolutely come alongside you and pray for you and love you and enact that healing. But for the many people that have emailed me, if you were saved, Ravi Zacharias, you weren't saved by Ravi Zacharias. You were saved by Jesus Christ. That's first and foremost tantamount to where we need to keep our eyes locked. If you profess and scream joy in the plan of salvation, it's only through Jesus Christ. What we're going through right now, only through Jesus Christ can we get through this. What is to come? If evil is to come, only through Jesus Christ. Persecution, we are to live only through the power of Jesus Christ. Whatever is to come. So this is what Archbishop Vigano wrote. And in fairness, the context is about kind of the New World Order and a reset. Some of you know all about this, intentions. It's basic dark intentions of mankind. Nothing new. But the specifics of what this is about, I'm going to leave out, and I'm just going to read the truth and the answers of which Archbishop Vigano stressed in this long letter. Let me just read it to you. In the midst of this bleak picture, this apparently unstoppable advance of the invisible enemy, an element of hope emerges. the adversary, stop down, evil entities, people, Satan, spiritual warfare, however you frame the adversary. The Bible calls Satan the father of lies. This is spiritual warfare manifest on a level I've never seen before. So Archbishop Vigano writes, the adversary does not know how to love. It does not understand that it is not enough to assure a universal income or to cancel mortgages in order to subjugate the masses and convince them to be branded like cattle. This people, which for far too long has endured the abuses of a hateful and tyrannical power, is rediscovering that it has a soul. He's talking about mankind. It is understanding that it is not willing to exchange its freedom for the homogenization and cancellation of its identity. It's beginning to understand the value of familial and social ties. We're waking up, is what Archbishop Vigano was saying. Beginning to understand the value of familial and social ties, of the bonds of faith and culture that unite honest people. He writes, the Great Reset is destined to fail. You can put in any other wording there, the Great Reset, ploys of the evil one, whatever it is, it's destined to fail. Because those who are planning do not understand that there are still people ready to take to the streets to defend their rights, to protect their loved ones, to give a future to their children and grandchildren. The leveling inhumanity of the globalist project, you know, those are the people that have been around forever and they want to dominate the world, will shatter miserably in the face of the firm and courageous opposition of the children of light. The enemy has Satan on its side. He who only knows how to hate. But on our side, we have the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies arrayed for battle, who will crush the head of the ancient serpent. Romans 8:31, if God is for us, who can be against us? Whew. Place your trust in the Lord. Strengthened by the words of the Apostle Paul, Vigano writes, I can do all things in him who strengthens me. That's obviously Philippians 4:13. To be an instrument of divine providence is a great responsibility for which you, for which I, for which we certainly will receive all the graces of state that we need. With this heavenly hope and the assurance of prayer, we are to be blessed, and God bless the United States of America, and live for the Lord. 888-528-2557 are the numbers to call. We have a wide open board. As we continue, there's a doctor in the news. He posted a video. It got flagged for spreading false information. The president, evidently on an old Letterman clip, I can't tell you how many people send me this video over the weekend. He boasted on David Letterman many years ago about he walked into the Senate Capitol and got arrested. Is that relevant? It's information. Our governor is in the news again. And a lot of other things. 888-528-2557. Let us know you're out there. Let us know you love the Lord above all. We'd be grateful to hear from each and every one of you. This is the Frank Sontag Show. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. By the way, if you're just tuning in and you missed the Impact segment or any portion of this broadcast, you're always encouraged to go to our radio's Facebook page, website, kprz.com, kkla.com, and you can download the entire broadcast of the program on our podcast section. On the impact segment, I shared a monologue a bit about my disdain for the ongoing narrative by which we keep hearing what is to come is still more darkness. Anthony Fauci was on some of the Talking Head programs over the weekend saying we probably are going to be wearing masks in 2022. We just started 2021. And what the medical experts are telling us, which isn't consistent, it's changed a lot over the last 11 months. And how do we live as Christians above all? Do we live in fear? Do we keep our eyes on the Lord? I made mention of the interview that Sean McDowell did with his dad, Josh McDowell, on the life and, if you will, legacy of Ravi Zacharias with some of the troubling discoveries that have been made. Here's just 20 seconds of Josh McDowell.
First of all, Ravi Zacharias didn't save you. Jesus did. Ultimately, you grew through Christ. This is a good warning to be very careful where you place your faith on truth.
Josh McDowell, powerful. I reiterated that very point in our impact segment about people have emailed me sharing their feelings, emotions, which are appropriate when you experience a level of abuse. Obviously, part of the healing process is to express the pain, the agony, the betrayal, all of that. But the idea that somehow was Ravi Zacharias some charlatan, what about all his teachings? I'll share my thoughts on that another time. Other than if one truly teaches God's word does not return void. And I love what Josh McDowell said. Jesus Christ saved you, not a human being. I think that's important. Also, I question some of the information that we hear, the ongoing narrative about COVID. And let's not limit it to the lowest common denominator that somehow, because I am not a fan of masks, that somehow I'm just irresponsible and, oh, we've got to wear masks. Now two and three masks at a time, in your car, at home. I'm all for information and the research. I've yet to find a whole lot that says this is the way to go, let alone quarantining healthy people. Like, we've never done this in the history of humanity. We've had other pandemics. So there's a doctor who's got 40 years in. His name is Scott Jensen. I caught him a month or two ago. He posted a video questioning things. He just seemed like a very knowledgeable, balanced guy, saying, look, there's a lot of information that questions the public narrative. So a handful of days ago, he posted something on Facebook. We were going to play it, but evidently it's hard to get to now. And in essence, what he shared was the CDC on Inauguration Day sent out information, articles were written, saying they've kind of reworked the numbers. They've reworked the testing. One of their concerns, were there a lot of false positives, where you would have a positive test and yet you don't have the virus. And so Scott Jensen did a video for 4 minutes and 58 seconds. I remember that because I have a photographic memory. I see things and I kind of click the camera and I remember the timeline. 4 minutes and 58 seconds. That has been flagged. I tried to access it earlier. I couldn't. But there's a new video. This is part of what Dr. Scott Jensen said on this latest Facebook video.
We are being played. 4 days ago, I put out a video saying, you are being played. This morning, after some 4 million people have been reached with that video and more than 2.2 million people have seen it, that video I put up 4 days ago has been tagged as being not true. My stars, the cancel culture strikes again. Let me tell you what happened. I do a lot of reading. I read an article called The Dismounting of COVID-19 or something like that. I posted that on Facebook so that you knew one of my key sources for that video. In that video, I basically made 4 points. That doctors are now being encouraged to not diagnose COVID-19 without a positive laboratory test. That the PCR test needs to be carefully monitored, and that when excessive cycle thresholds are allowed, the tests become less reliable to the point where you can get a tremendous amount of positive tests in people who are not infected. That's been said before, and I said it again, and I said it based on that article. I also mentioned that school closures were not a good idea, and I referred to various people who'd said similar things. And then I also said that the percentages of all-cause mortality related to heart and cancer had dropped. And this was nothing brilliant, because quite frankly, there's enough COVID deaths in the equation and as a part of the denominator that the numerator would seem smaller. That's all I said.
Dr. Scott Jensen has been a medical doctor for 40 years. Here's another 90 seconds.
I don't think this has happened to me before. I know I got fact-checked previously by the USA Today on some information regarding hospital payments on reimbursements for COVID-19 patients. And USA Today came out and said, yep, Dr. Jensen's right. Fact-check true. I thought that the Associated Press Friday night would say the same thing. I gave them all the information. I told them the source article. The World Health Organization has said things like this before. And in the stuff that the Associated Press people sent to me Friday night, they said, well, no, it was reissued on Inauguration Day. The World Health Organization had reissued something, but it wasn't the first time. I think that I referenced that the World Health Organization had come out with a two-part directive or something like that. But anyway, it doesn't matter. We're being played. We are absolutely being played. A very fact-based video is now being denigrated. And I think it's because it doesn't fit the right narrative. Well, too bad for you, Associated Press. I would have thought that if you contributed to this fact-checking with Facebook, that you would have gone to the author of the article, Dismounting the COVID Tiger, and you would have found out there, because the writer of that column is a reputable writer who has explored many issues with COVID-19. I don't think Associated Press played fair. I don't think the fact-checking was right. I'm disgusted, and as far as I'm concerned, we're all being played.
Dr. Scott Jensen, I believe we still live in a country where he has a right to his opinion, and yet that climate is changing dramatically and very quickly. Public narrative, no, you agree with what we say or else. You will be canceled. By the way, you may or may not know this, Facebook and the power that we have given that social media outlet is expanding something that they call their Climate Science Information Center. Like, check it out. And first of all, in my mind, I think we're going to see a lot of the public narrative about COVID kind of go away, and the new administration's going to be, and I intentionally use this word, will be the savior, and oh my gosh, it's a new day, and people are being vaccinated, and oh, that's great. And then all of a sudden, we're going to start hearing the reemergence of the dangers of climate change. Is there going to be something like a climate change lockdown? It's not beyond the realm of possibility. I can think of all sorts of precursors and scenarios by which they're going to peddle that one on us. But Facebook's expanding their Climate Science Information Center. Makes it sound like they got a bunch of scientists all lined up. Right? Altering their policies regarding climate change disinformation. They put the statement out last week. They said that they've created a climate change, quote, myth-busting section. A myth-busting section. Listen to Dr. Scott Jensen. Right. This is part of high tech, big tech's monopolization on what they believe is the truth. And it's their narrative, which may or may not have anything to do with the truth. The press release claims, quote, we're starting to add informational labels to some posts on climate change throughout the world that direct people to the center. We plan to expand to many more countries soon. Yeah. Climate change. The scourge of global warming. You. How dare you drive a car? How dare you burn fossil fuels? Have you seen our new czar, John Kerry? Some of the statements he's made lately, you know, he's supposedly the expert with relation to the new administration and the world on climate change. Preaching at us like we're the problem. This guy flies around in a private jet. Many of you sent me the video recently. A journalist, I didn't know we had any left, had the wherewithal to ask him. So let me understand this. You are telling us that there's the dangers of climate change are real and that carbon emissions, et cetera, are adding to that, and yet you fly a private jet. And it's instantly said, well, that's because I'm important and I need to be places immediately. Oh, please. Do as I say, not as I do. Where have we seen this rehearsal? Where have we seen this movie before? Mark my words, it's going to be climate change. That's going to be the new one. Come spring, summer, weather gets better. All of a sudden, climate change awareness and understanding. And there's Facebook. They've got their new Climate Science Information Center. 888-528-2557. We have a couple of open lines. Maybe on the other side, more information. Maybe we'll take a few phone calls. If you'd like to call, best to do it now. 888-528-2557. More of the Frank Sontag Show next. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. Phone numbers into the radio program are the same each and every day. They are 888-528-2557. 888-528-2557. A lot of you have weighed in on our email, of which I may get to some of those as well. I've talked a bit about lockdowns and the realities of this virus, what may be to come. Did you see this story? I think this broke over the weekend. Now, I'm not into skateboarding, but evidently there is a young man who is one of our best, if not the best, and I'll probably mess his name up, but let me read the story. A 26-year-old skateboarder who was on course to represent the United States in the 2021 Summer Olympic Games has been charged for allegedly co-hosting a party in Los Angeles that was deemed a potential COVID-19, quote, super spreader event, jeopardizing public health. The LA Times reports that Nyjah Houston, a four-time world skateboarder champion, and a man named Edward Essa, the owner of a home in the Fairfax District, where authorities say parties have been repeatedly shut down by police, are among those charged. Quote, Mayor Eric Garcetti ordered the L.A. Department of Water and Power to cut off electric service to the home in the 800 block of North Curson Avenue after the latest party in January. Both men are accused of creating a nuisance. We'll come back to that one. Is that really something you support? The shutting down of water and power at a home that supposedly has a party? LA Times provides more details. Quote, last month, LA Captain Sharon Paulson said officers cleared about 40 people from the Curson Avenue address after receiving a complaint of a gathering at, quote, a social media influencer residence, end quote. Officers had previously shut down events at the home in September and October, issued warnings to the residents that large gatherings violated the mayor's public order. Houston, who owns a house in Laguna Beach, is the top-ranked, highest-paid skateboarder in the world. Wow, I didn't know that. He's been training for the upcoming Summer Games in Tokyo, where skateboarding will make its Olympic debut as a medal event. Some say Houston is the leading candidate for Team USA. Now, I suspect there are some of you that think you support this move by the mayor. L.A. County Mayor Eric Garcetti, right? Like this person, how dare he have a party? But here's my only comment other than the obvious story. Do we support someone in position of political power like the L.A. County mayor to shut down water and power at a home because they had a party? I would really love, in fact, maybe for those of you that stay with us, we'll follow up and specifically ask you to comment on that. I think this is something that we have to discuss. And it's not an all or nothing. It's not like I support Nyjah Houston. He can do whatever he wants and have 50 million people over his house. I mean, there are parameters, but it is his home. See, it's one thing to go out in the public, as we've navigated for how long. Our children, for the most part, aren't in schools because the authorities say it's not safe for them, even though there's overwhelming scientific evidence that says it doesn't affect children near like it does the elderly, for example, and a lot of other things. They don't really spread the virus. So schools, no. We go out into the public. We go to a grocery store. Lots of people. I won't name names. Some of you may go to some of the bigger discount places. One or two names in particular. There's hundreds of people in there. No problem. Is somebody there with their arms crossed, making sure you social distance while you're shopping in the market? Of course not. But yet a private residence that evidently the home is owned. This is the owner. Eric Garcetti, shut down the water and power. This is concerning at the very least. Speaking of canceling, I don't know how many of you support D. James Kennedy Ministries, but the president and CEO now says Lifetime Channel has rejected programming that they submitted and it's on abortion. And other, as Lifetime said, other controversial subjects in recent weeks. So the ministry has pulled all their shows off the Lifetime channel. Lifetime had carried the ministry's Truth and Transforms program the last 3 years. Frank Wright, president and CEO, accuses Lifetime of taking part in the, quote, cancel culture, end quote, of conservative ideas. Wright added the program applies, quote, biblical truths to the great moral, ethical, and cultural questions of our day, end quote. In other words, what the Bible says. And Lifetime says, nope, not on our channel. We're not going to air it. And interesting, the ministry responded by saying, evidently there was an overture, would you consider editing the program a bit? In other words, compromise what the Bible says. And a rep from D. James Kennedy Ministry says, no way, that's not going to happen. We're just going to pull our programming off your television station. And that's what they did. That's another question. Should we be allowed? I mean, I'll say it this way. What happens when you get the society says, no, we're not going to let you express that biblical truth? Now I get it. It's a television program, television station. Part of the hook was, well, paid advertisers are not going to be down with a program that's against abortion, right? I think the deeper question is one that's been addressed numerous times. How do we as Christians live from a biblical perspective in a world that is fastly going secular? How do we do that? Do we just stay in our holy huddles and just stay in our 5-mile comfort zone? Or I think we're called to go out into the world and make disciples of all the nations, if you will. 888-528-2557. We always thank you for making this program possible. This is the Frank Sontag Show.